This week's parsha is Parshas Veschanan. It's also Shabbos Nachamu. So here we are. We just finished Tisha B'Av, and now we are today. Well, Friday is Tu B'Av, which is the two happiest days on the calendar. One is Tu B'Av, and the other is Yom Kippur. And it describes how the young woman would go out into the vineyards, and they would dance, basically courting, in a sense, the young men. And each group of women had different sales pitches, we'll just say. But the idea of this display, there's obviously got to be something a little bit deeper than just the idea of someone finding their match. So there are a number of things that happened on Tu B'Av. And one of the common denominators between some of these ideas of things that happened on Tu B'Av is the idea that there was an allowance, that there previously had been restrictions on different groups marrying each other, and then on Tu B'Av, those restrictions were lifted. So the idea of that, and this picture, this image of this, the women dancing in the vineyards and basically courting and looking for a mate, there's a connection there. But again, the question is, what is the underlying thing? What makes these things so happy? So when we take a step back and we look at the bigger picture and we understand the background of where things were and where things have gone. So we had the 17th of Tammuz, when Moshe came down and saw Klai Yisrael, the Jewish people, dancing around the Egel, the golden calf. And he broke the tablets. And then on the 9th of Av, we have the spies coming back and giving the negative report about the land of Israel. And so even though historically they didn't happen one after the other, in a way we see that they have this connection where the two are become the beginning and the end of a 3-week period. But the flip side is that we have Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur that are juxtaposed to those first 2 days, because it's on Tu B'Av, the first time that it became a happy day was that at the end of the 40-year period of the Jews being in the desert, each year on Tisha B'Av, they would actually dig their own graves and would go in, and they were assuming that that was the end of their life. Now, there's a little bit more to the Yerushalmi, actually says that it was the ones that were at the age of 60 that would be the ones who would dig their graves, which was about 15,000 people based on the numbers, and that each of those years that group would bury themselves and they would actually pass away, and that was it. At the last year on Tisha B'Av, a group of people survived, and so they were not sure that maybe they made a mistake. It really wasn't Tisha B'Av, the 9th. They went 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. By the 15th, when they saw the full moon, they understood that they had been spared. And so it was an indicator that the edict of the Jews being stuck in the desert that had come to an end. And so Tu B'Av was the first time that that became a happy day. So to Yom Kippur became the Day of Atonement, because that's when Moshe came down with the second set of tablets. So you see this idea that Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, at the beginning, when they actually became established as happy days, they really were the times on the calendar where some kind of dark cloud and edict that was on the Jewish people was lifted. And so that it led to something better. The idea of these women going out and dancing in circles, if you think about it, says the language is that they were dancing in circles. And if you think about the imagery of circles, we go back to actually when the Jews danced around the calf. It was when Moses saw them dancing around in circles, a circle being going around and around and not going out of that circle. They're stuck in that place. That's when Moshe, when he saw that, he broke the tablets. The difference is with the girls dancing in circles, here what they're saying is they're talking to the men and they're saying, here, marry me, because of the idea of future. So whereas when people get stuck in a circle where they're going around and around and they're stuck in whatever mode of conduct that they're doing, if that's what's happening, so then that's a problem. It's when they are able to break that and go outside of that, when they're able to look forward and be able to change the paradigm, that's when there's hope. When we come out of a Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is the day of mourning. It's a day when we're supposed to stop and question all of the assumptions of things. Why do they have to be this way? And Tu B'Av is the day of joy because it says there is a better way. Nachamu, Nachama, Hashem was Ve'nachim Hashem. At the end of the generation of Noah, it says that God destroyed the world, but he initially had Nachama. He basically regretted. He had a change of mind in terms of how he thought things should go, and therefore he wiped out that time and generation and moved forward. Nechama is the comfort, but it also means that we're supposed to have the ability to see things in a different way. And so wherever we are in life, we have to realize if we're stuck in any way, any type of thing that we feel that we're restricted, limited, comes Tu B'Av, and it's a time when things are lifted, when whatever was in the past is lifted. Yom Kippur is the same thing, same idea. It's the atonement. It's the idea that we can actually leave behind whatever it is that we were stuck with and move forward. We can reconnect in ways that we weren't able to connect before. And so therefore, come to Shabbos Nachamu. It's an incredible time of joy because it tells us that there's hope going forward. We're not stuck in any place, but rather we can break out and move forward. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.